Call the meeting to order. First item of business is the approval of agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, I would like to suggest, if we could, that we move our additional business item from the very end of the agenda to the right after public comment, because I think that that information is going to be important. I know there are some design professionals here and some other professionals that I think might appreciate hearing that report.
Sure, happy to do that, Mr. Chairman. If I could, looking at the agenda, if I could also request that we remove the other minutes for January 22nd. It was perhaps wishful thinking that we get them typed up that quick, and we'll okay. Get them to you for the next meeting.
All right.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. This is your opportunity to spend 3 minutes telling us pretty much whatever you would like to tell us, provided that it actually has something to do with what planning does, and that it is not about a specific application that is in front of us today. There will be time for testimony on those things later at those individual hearings. That it's not about any application that's been in front of us or any application that is coming in front of us. So with those guardrails in mind, who would like to go first? Yes, sir, right over here. Name, you may have the floor for 3 minutes.
Make sure you hit the green button.
Oh. Get the, yeah. On the base of the microphone. There you go.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak and make some public comments this commission. I'm here, obviously, representing...
And your name is?
My name's David Marks. Would you like my other record?
Not particularly.
Not particularly, okay. So I'm here with some of my fellow residents to express comments that we hope can be well-received by the commissioners. So again, thank you for the opportunity to speak. It's an honor to be able to speak to this esteemed, particularly given the impact that you all have, every Sussex County resident. I can't think of any other commission whose decisions affect every single individual in such a tangible way, right down to which we sleep under every single night. I'm sure that council acknowledges that the vital responsibility you carry ensures that our growth and development in the county is guided by certain key principles. And I extol you to please follow those principles with every single submission. That is to protect appropriate land use and ensure that the commercial interests of developers do not trample the rights of residents and impact the enjoyment of their homes. The significance of planning and zoning cannot be overstated. The policies, the regulations, and approvals you enact will determine the quality of life for our residents from the day the plan is approved and for generations to come. Your decisions will impact property values of the residents, and one person's gain should never be at the expense of the other. It's through your diligence, your foresight, that we can ensure that commercial development maintains as much Sussex County's unspoilt waterfront the Lord has blessed. A waterfront that our residents deserve to enjoy without developers commercializing every square inch at the risk of our wetlands and the natural beauty that's developed can be lost forever. We also want to encourage you to continue to be extremely scrupulous in your inspection of every plan that comes before you to ensure developers in our county are not trying to game the system for their personal gain at the expense of county residents who will be affected long after those decisions have been made. These types of schemes involve, just for example, submitting substantially revised site plans as old business that bear little to or resemblance to the original site plan from which they supposedly are being modified. As you have in the past, we urge you to continue identifying such tactics and not reward this disingenuous behavior. Please continue to provide the residents of Sussex County with a platform to voice their opinions and concerns, development projects and planning activities. And finally, we urge the commission members to continue their critical role in ensuring that the rights of Sussex County residents are respected, including their legal rights, the right to be informed, and the right to be heard. These rights should be usurped by last-minute developer plans submitted without resident input or knowledge, particularly in the case of revised site. Thank you again. We appreciate our opportunity to speak to you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Going once.